open up anyway despite that it hurts, then you feel the love and your heart is still broken, but you open up. So it is a wide open broken heart. And that's the truth, and that's the truth of the whole thing. So you have to, your heart has to break, and you have to let it stay broken open, and you have to tolerate it until it's so broken wide open, and you have to tolerate until God fills that broken open heart with the feeling that you know as love. And then you're not afraid anymore to feel what you call a broken heart or pain or separation, because your heart is broken open for good. So if something happens to that hurts you, it just is increasing the love anymore, because you're not shutting down. It's just driving you deeper, and you immediately are God, and it's immediately more love, and it's just deeper and deeper and deeper. That's why Jesus up on the cross, you know, there was just so much love, but there was so much pain. I mean, I don't mean physical pain. I mean, that wasn't even the worst of it. You know, just broken heart. But you know, what was that broken heart? Yeah. So that's what it is. It's not any of this. It's not the feeling that you felt when you were in that illusory place of feeling all that good stuff with your illusory love stuff. That's not love. That's all illusion. The love is the broken heart that stays open. What do you think about that?
I'm so grateful that you had said this.
I know, I've been telling everybody about the illusion of love for so long, but then you know, the love you share with each other, you have all of that, you know, but that's not even what the feeling that you really have, you know. Huh? Isn't it like we share a love that's so much deeper than any illusion of love?
Right.
It's not a relationship based on that. You don't have those kind of good, you know. It's not that. It's a love, you know. I can't, you know. It's just not illusory love. It's just the same. But anyway, yeah. So.
It's almost like when I feel that I can't attach it to myself. There's no self there to attach it to. In some way, it's a. Like as opposed to the good feeling love
of the new love,
you know, which is the most.
But that's all anybody knows, and they think it's the love, and it keeps getting taken away.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps getting taken away. It never lasts. It's illusory love. Mm-hmm. It never lasts. It's not it. And then what keeps happening to everyone is the broken heart, mm-hmm. and then everyone keeps running away from that, thinking that's the worst thing. But if you tolerate the broken heart and the separation and the anguish and all of that, then it gets filled up. But you have to like break open the heart and leave it open so that like God can just pour the true love into the broken heart that goes to Him. And just open. Crack it open wider, wider. And people are praying, crack my heart, please crack my heart wide open. But they're not knowing what they're praying. They're not knowing that that's going to mean cracking the illusory love. Just severing it. So that your heart can stay broken open. And you're still looking for the illusory love. And you keep going for it, but that's not it. And you don't want to accept the heartbreak. You rationalize it all and just put a band-aid over your heart, and you know, but when in reality your heart is so broken but you can't stand to feel it. So you're in denial about it. And you're not leaving it open and just being, you know, in a longing for God to please fill it. You're waiting for any opportunity for it to be filled in some material way. And that, I couldn't understand it while I was going through it all, or maybe while she was going through it all. It's hard to understand. And Laura, too, she's going to be happy to hear it put in words. Because she knows that's all that's, she's so crucified. It's like that. She's so crucified that there's no such thing as just, and she just keeps going. You know? It's like, okay, what else? And she keeps going deeper into more love. You know, and it's not even any more anything bad, even though it is. Even though there's pain from the different things. She just keeps getting more love. And the things that are going on is just illusory things that are just getting stripped away one way or the other. And it has to get stripped away one way or the other if you want God all the way. So You can't hide. You know, you can't hide because it's how the universe works. If you really want something, then it occurs. And then, you know, once he finds you, and once you find him, then the search is over. The search is over in this world. The search is over in that world, and it's just a matter of just more and more and more connection, and then longing for more, and longing for more, and longing for more, and just climbing out of this world into the true realm. What do you think, Savannah? I knew that was going to turn your head completely around.
Well, yeah. And,
because people are thinking that you heal your heart, you know? But, no, you break it wide open, and knowing love is to know the complete broken heart that stays open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
It's incredible. And I know you've spoken to us about this over the years.
I have.
You have. You've said that about it staying open through, you know. But how you talked about it tonight, is it an explanation of it, the difference between illusory love and God's love, that I never heard before. Maybe you didn't ever speak it before or whatever. But now you've said it in a way that people are going to be able to actually hear what you have been talking about. Trying to get us to understand and know. You know, I'm thinking like the clarity of this will really help people to not run from that pain anymore. You know, like
not try to think that you're supposed to do something else.
Right.
Now, are you going to just, okay, just tell Grossman to give it to you?
Yes.
You know, don't, because you want it, you know, it hurts, it's agony.
Yeah.
You know, but it's agony and ecstasy.
Yeah.
You know? But then it turns into love and ecstasy. While you're going through it, it's agony and ecstasy. You can understand the prophet on love, too. Just as love crowns you, so shall it crucify you. So everybody, break your heart open, you know? And just get on with it. And don't try to fill it up with anything else but God. You know, but most people, it breaks, and you know, before they can even tolerate it for even like 1 month, they have another relationship going on. You know, because they can't stand that pain. And that pain is the pain from the separation from God.
Yes.
And so if you just keep going from what you're really separate from and what really broke your heart is the God, then...